your emergency? Right at first, no one answered me. Then a small voice came on the line and said, I need a grown-up. What's your name? She said, Adelaide. Are you hurt? She said, I'm afraid. Mama's passed out. Daddy's gone again. I need a grown-up. There's no food in the fridge and I'm 5 years old. And the baby's crying, lying there in his crib and the house is cold. And I don't know what to do. I need someone who knows how to help me with my clothes. Make my lunch, braid my hair, and show me that they care. Yes, there's big people here, all night long drinking beer. They're all passed out in the yard and on the floor. But I need a grown-up. Then I asked her for a street address. She tried to read it. She did her best from some junk mail, but she sobbed and said, I need a grown-up. Is your mama there? Can you see her breathe? Just stay on the phone. I promise I won't leave. We'll be right there, so you just be strong like a grown-up. Then she said, Sunday school teacher told me about a friend who never leaves. Maybe there is a prayer I can pray to him. Then she said, Jesus, help me, please. I need someone who knows how to help me with my clothes. Make my lunch, braid my hair, and show me that they care. Yes, there's big people here all night long drinking beer. They're all passed out in the yard and on the floor. But I need a grown-up. Honey, help is on its way. You've been really, really brave. Now I need you to hold on a little longer. But before she could reply, her cell phone signal died. So I pray, dear Lord, please make her stronger. She needs someone who knows how to help her with her clothes and to help her realize that she's precious and she's prized. May the big people there learn to love and learn to care for their precious daughters and their sons. The unprotected, neglected ones. They